ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 79 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री एटी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद
श्रीमद्
भागवताचार्य अवस्थम गीतं मयेदं नरदेवनन्दनाः परस्य पुंसा परमात्मनस्तवम् चपञ्च एकाग्रधियस्तपो महत् क्षरद्भमन्ते तत आप्स्यथेप्सितम् Lord Shiva, the greatest Vaishnav, is describing the results of reciting these prayers. No, it's not Lord Shiva, it's, who is it? Speaking. These are prayers by Lord Shiva. Maitreya is speaking to Vidura, yeah. Sometimes it goes off back to Shukadeva, so I think it must be Maitreya to Vidura. So anyway, these are the prayers by Lord Shiva. The prayers are meant for pleasing the person who is prayed to. Generally, prayers, they describe the qualities and characteristics of the person who is prayed to. It's understood that the person who is prayed to, who has qualities and characteristics that are worth glorifying, but otherwise that becomes foolishness or sarcasm to glorify someone when they don't have any qualities. Just like we see in the Nectar of Devotion, there's some of the gopis are glorifying one old lady called Jarati. But your nose is as beautiful as a frog's, and your belly is as beautiful as a big drum. So that's sarcasm. But glorification means to find someone who's got great qualities and to extol those qualities. So prayer is done by a junior to a superior. Who is praying from the junior to the superior, they expect something in return. Who is in the superior position means he's able to do something for the junior, which the junior cannot do by themselves. So we see that's going on in the material world, that someone praises someone else who's in a higher position with the aim to get some benefit from them. We find a rich or powerful person has many friends. But if he loses his money and his position, then he loses all his friends also. Because his friends are only friends because they wanted to get some benefit from him. Now, even in praying to God, most people, they expect some benefit. God is the supreme giver of benedictions. He's called Varadaraj, which means the king of givers of benedictions. There's a famous temple of Varadarajan in South India. So we find here in the Bhagavatam so many different prayers by devotees to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These prayers are all very instructive because within the prayers are described the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the correct understanding of Krishna. Now, at the end of any prayers, we'll find there's, or at the end of any passage in scripture, there's usually what is called a phalashruti. What means that describes what is the result of reciting this passage? What benefit will you get? We'll find in the Padma Purana there is one Gita Mahatmya. So it describes the benefits of reading each chapter of the Gita. If you read this chapter daily, you will have plenty of greens. If you read this chapter daily, you will have good health. Different benedictions on earth. That is just to induce materialistic people to read the Gita. If they read it carefully, they'll see Krishna is describing Dukhale on the Shashvatam. This material world is miserable and temporary. Even if you do get plenty of grains and good health, you'll have to die and suffer. Now, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are also different phalashrutis given. Here it is given that if you recite these prayers meant for pleasing Krishna, then your desires will be fulfilled. The prayers are meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by reciting these, you will also become pleased because your desires will be fulfilled. Yasmin tushte jagat tushta. When Krishna is satisfied, everyone is satisfied. Because Krishna is the center of all existence. He is the life of all lives. So actually we can only be satisfied if we try to satisfy Krishna. Now, these prayers are said to be as effective as great austerities. The Prachetas were engaged in great austerities. That was normal for people in the Satya Yuga to perform great austerities. The austerities themselves did not constitute the essence of spiritual life. But they are helpful. They create favorable atmosphere and environment for spiritual life. Because by performing austerities, then one is away, detached from material association. And then the mind becomes steady. And when the mind is steady, being free from sense gratification, it is easier to fix it on Krishna, which is the goal of life. Now, in this age, performing severe austerities is not conducive for Krishna consciousness, because our lifetime is too short to get the mature fruit of such austerities. And our mentality and bodies are so weak that if we engage in severe austerities, instead of our mind becoming less disturbed, it will become more disturbed. We perform austerities to become free from sense gratification. So the mind may become less disturbed. But in the modern age, we are so weak that if we don't have a minimum level of comfort, then we feel more disturbed. So therefore, although austerity is recommended, excessive austerity is not recommended for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Our austerity should be no meat, no fish, no eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And to accept whatever difficulties may come in the course of prosecuting and preaching Krishna consciousness. And by, you see here, it said that by reciting these prayers, they are as effective as great austerities. Because the idea is to please Krishna. Where actually Krishna is more pleased by devotional service than austerities. Krishna tells Uddhava that I am more pleased that by devotion to me than great studies of the Vedas, austerities, renunciation. Then by performing the yoga system and by performing the karmakanda system, by studying Sankhya, Srila Prabhupada wrote to, when Prabhupada Vishnu Maharaj took out the first traveling Sankirtan party in Britain, Srila Prabhupada wrote to him and said that one day of Sankirtan is worth more than thousands of years of austerities of the yogis. Srila Prabhupada in that letter recognized that there were difficulties, austerities involved in the traveling Sankirtan. There may be no proper arrangement for eating or sleeping. And sometimes the people, they're not very responsive. But that, because it is pleasing to Prabhupada and pleasing to Krishna, then that becomes more effective for spiritual advancement than many, many thousands of years of difficult austerities in the Himalayas. So this is the secret. To satisfy Krishna, then we also become satisfied. And as Prabhupada writes here, if we persistently engage in devotional service, certainly all our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time. So devotional service is very powerful. Even if imperfectly performed, it is very powerful. Even if we have material desires, they may be fulfilled by performing devotional service. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he had some material desire to fulfill, that was fulfilled by devotional service. But then when his material desire was fulfilled, he lamented. But now I have to waste my time being a king instead of just exclusively concentrating on serving Krishna directly. Dhruva Maharaj desired a great kingdom, and he got it. But later he lamented because he understood that actually devotional service is the actual goal in itself. So we should be very careful what we desire. If we're cultivating material desires while performing devotional service, then we may get them fulfilled. But the fulfillment of material desires will simply cause us suffering. And the devotees who have their material who engage in material activities, they suffer more than the non-devotees. Everyone is suffering and miserable in this material world. But the materialistic people have half convinced themselves that actually they're enjoying. They're working like an ass. But they get a little time to so-called enjoy, and they think this is wonderful. And even the enjoyment, they don't enjoy. But they have some idea that they're enjoying. But if a devotee goes away from devotional service and thinks, let me enjoy this material world, he can't even convince himself properly that he's enjoying. However much he tries to convince himself that actually I'm so happy in material life. Anyone who's enjoyed the happiness of chanting and dancing and serving Krishna, they can't convince themselves that working like an ass and living like an ass and thinking like an ass is actually enjoyable. So we should be very careful what we desire. If we desire pure devotional service, then by Krishna's grace, we can achieve that in due course of time. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has given the formula, Guru Mokha Padma Vahake Chitete Kuriya Aika Arna Kuri Hama Mayashi, that we should make our desires the same as what our Guru orders and not desire anything else. Then, Sri Guru Charane Rati, Eshe Uttama Rati, Vipashade Puri Sarva Asha, that by attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, that in itself is the topmost goal, and by that all our desires, by His grace, all desires are fulfilled. But they have some idea that they're enjoying. But if a devotee goes away from devotional service and thinks, let me enjoy this material world, he can't even convince himself properly that he's enjoying. However much he tries to convince himself that actually I'm so happy in material life. Anyone who's enjoyed the happiness of chanting and dancing and serving Krishna, they can't convince themselves that working like an ass and living like an ass and thinking like an ass is actually enjoyable. So we should be very careful what we desire. If we desire pure devotional service, then by Krishna's grace, we can achieve that in due course of time. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has given the formula, Guru Mokha Padma Vahake Chitete Kuriya Aika Arna Kuri Hama Mayashi, that we should make our desires the same as what our Guru orders and not desire anything else. Then, Sri Guru Charane Rati, Eshe Uttama Rati, Vipashade Pure Sarva Asha, that by attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, that in itself is the topmost goal, and by that all our desires, by His grace, all desires are fulfilled. The same thing is being said, that all desires are fulfilled. It means we should cultivate spiritual desires. Our desire is to be situated in the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. What does Lord Chaitanya say in this regard? Can anyone say? Can all say together? Ai nanda tanaja kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavam udho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrishin vichindra. Lord Chaitanya is praying, he's teaching us by his prayer what our desire should be. But I don't want money, foolish followers, and dhanam na janam. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want anything this material world has got to offer. I only want to be identified as your servant, Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to purify our desires. We have so many foolish desires. Every desire that is separate from the desire to satisfy Krishna is simply foolish. And it manifests in various extraordinarily foolish ways. Someone is thinking, I would like to have a big, strong body, like an ox. So your desire will be fulfilled. You'll become an ox. Or you desire, you see, that our sports team should win the game. Or you desire to eat all kinds of horrible things. Crabs, and some people eat grasshoppers, and cockroaches. And when we give up the desire to serve Krishna, which is quintessentially pure, then our desires, they become manifest in so many horrible ways. And every living entity in the material world has been endeavoring to fulfill unlimited material desires since time immemorial. And no one has ever become even slightly satisfied. Therefore, they're always trying something new, some new kind of desire. The whole modern civilization is in trying to invent all different kinds of sense gratification to give more and more variety. So they want to give more and more variety. Variety of ways of suffering, that's all. So a devotee has got a very great desire. People like those who are more pious, they come to God and pray, improve my health, give me money. Either pious or impious, everyone is desiring to enjoy this material world. But a devotee prays to Krishna, I don't want anything in this material world. I want you. I want to serve you. He's got the very greatest desire. That will not be immediately given. First, Krishna wants to see if we are actually serious to serve him. If we are serious to serve Krishna and go on with our devotional practices, always praying to Krishna to be engaged in his service, then in due course of time, Krishna will reveal himself to us. This is the promise of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada several times said that if anyone chants 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mantra daily and follows the four regulative principles throughout their lives, then they will, the time will come when they will see Krishna face to face. They will go back to Godhead. So our movement is a very hopeful movement. No doubt there are many difficulties and tests. Sometimes it's difficult to relate to all the different devotees. Sometimes there are different economic difficulties among the devotees. Sometimes the non-devotees are giving problems. As long as we're living in this material atmosphere, there will always be so many problems. But if we keep our faith in Krishna and go on chanting Hare Krishna and understand that whatever may happen in this world, that our only goal of life is to serve Krishna, and go on praying to Krishna for his mercy, and go on serving Krishna to the best of our ability, despite all disturbances, then Krishna will be very pleased with us. And in due course of time, he will reveal himself to us. And all our desires will be fulfilled. Devotees are working hard, performing various austerities, trying to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. People may not be very, the public who we're preaching to may not be very appreciative. So many things the devotees have to tolerate. But always they're thinking, when will that day come when I will have the chance to serve Nandanandana, Sri Krishna, in the spiritual world? Even though my mind is so nonsense, full of so many stupid desires, my real desire, in the core of my heart, is simply to serve Krishna. We praise to Krishna, Krishna, please give me the chance to fulfill this desire to serve you. If a devotee goes on praying like that to Krishna and goes on throughout his life serving Krishna, then surely Krishna, who is the most kind, will reciprocate with him. All his desires will be fulfilled and he will get the opportunity to serve Krishna directly. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Thanks. Speak it into the mic so they can, again in Russian, so they can hear. What is the verse? Can you say the verse in Sanskrit? Can anyone say this verse in Sanskrit? Anyone? Okay, say. Kesham Nityabhiyuktaram Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. So this verse says, those who think of me, Ananya, those who think of me without deviation. This means pure devotee. Kesham Nityabhiyuktaram, those who are constantly engaged in my service. Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. What yogakshema means, that which is required for the execution of their devotional service. Not for sense gratification. Not for their sense gratification, which they're not interested in anyway. So I think this answers the question. Krishna becomes the servant of his pure devotees. He doesn't become the servant of the material desires of those who are serving Krishna but are not pure in their desires. Any other question? No? All right. So we'll finish it. No? All right. All right. Ah. Yeah, please. Should we repeat it in Russian? Yeah, according to Narottam Das Thakur, it's not so important to study Vedic literatures. Which, what is that he's saying? What, which verse are you
referring to? Что это неважно изучать? Какой это стих?
Yeah, that's actually I was quoting from Krishna speaking in Srimad Bhagavatam. Svadhyayastapasthyago. Not as important as study as to satisfy me. But yet we're enjoined to read Prabhupada's books as an essential part of our devotional service. Yeah, Prabhupada's book, the Vedas don't. So studying Prabhupada's books is essential in devotional service. And reading so many other books which don't directly point to devotional service, that is not very helpful in devotional service. Is that clear?
Понятно.
Another question? Story of Krishna. My favorite story is that Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield to Arjuna and gave us the knowledge by which we can become free from material life. Someone else had a question? Devotees is part of devotional service of those who are competent to do so. I could also say you're bothering me by asking this question. You know, you have to find the... we don't want to deny giving instruction to devotees, but you have to find the proper time, place, and circumstance to do so. If you can preach and perform some devotional service, some other devotional service at the same time, that's very nice. If not, then you simply tell the devotees that it's very nice you like to ask these questions. Will you please meet me in such and such a time, and then we'll discuss. Time for one more question to bother me? I thought it had. Mataji, okay, we have to work. Ladies are demanding. Equal representation. Sorry? Lord Jagannath hunting? I never heard such a name. I don't know anything about, so I can't answer. Jai Hare Krishna.